Welcome to Shay Renee and Friends. BYTV Media is live. Yes, we are. It is August the 21st, and I would like to wish everyone a happy birthday. I think we're in Leo season. I think we're still in Leo season. I think we may have like one more day. Anyway, so happy birthday to all you Leos out there. And I think Virgos are coming up. So anyway, I kind of lose track after Cancer. I'm a Cancer, so I kind of lose track. But anyway, happy birthday to you guys. And hey, make it the best birthday ever, okay? Because that was the day that you blessed the earth with your presence. So celebrate your birthday. Celebrate the day that you blessed the earth with your presence, okay? Tonight's show, I've got an upcoming ebook that'll be out shortly. And so make sure you go to the website, www.bytvlive.com. So you can get the link and you can order that. It will be on Amazon. But it'll be coming out, and it's all about relationships, how to make them work and how to make them thrive, because that's what we're destined and designed for. Okay. It's healthy relationships, because that's what breeds success, healthy relationships. Okay. And so this relationship is going to help you have a manual when it comes to relationships, how to find a partner if you don't have a partner, and how to spice things up if you do have a partner. Because some of us, we get together and we don't set that foundation. And so because you don't have that foundation, it's fun. But then after that infatuation, then what did you have? You don't really have anything, you know. And I'm going to talk a little bit more, too, because God gave me a word last night, and it was called digmatized. That's right, digmatized. Girl, the Lord gave you a word called digmatized. Yes, he did, sister. Boy, that Lord's something else, honey. I know. This sister Esther Reen, I ain't introduced her yet, but I guess I threw her off when I said the Lord gave me digmatized. But he did. I was about to go to sleep. That name came to me. I cracked up laughing. I said, I got to write it down because I cannot forget this.
Well, that's how the Lord be talking to you, baby. So, yeah, the Lord gave it to you. But, you know, you said that he gave me some lyrics and some songs. I didn't know.
Well, you're right. He did give you some lyrics and some songs.
I didn't know them songs. The Lord gave me them songs.
Well, see, he know music then too, huh?
Yeah, he do. I guess he do, because I ain't know that song.
All right. Well, anyway, so he gave me digmatized, and that's going to be a part in my book, but I'm going to talk a little bit about it today, all right, because each one teach one, and this is Tuesday motivation, and so I'm going to give you some motivation, but I'm also going to teach you on some things, too. But the book is going to be about how to make your relationship work and how to make it thrive in today's society that has a total different ideal of what relationships should be, and they identify relationships totally different. You know, we got the side chicks that are popular right now. Well, hey, if you're dealing with that, this manual is going to help you with that, okay? So that you can have a healthy, thriving relationship, and that's what we were designed for, okay? And also, the thing we don't realize when it comes to relationships is that there is a power unleashed to support the union. But that's if you've got the right kind of relationship, because people just get together for all kinds of things, okay? And so, but we're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk a little bit about it. I'm not going to talk about too much, because then you're not going to want to read the book, and the book is going to be phenomenal, okay? You know, I've read the book before. Well, it came to me the other day, and I'm telling you, I wrote a book in, I guess, maybe 3 days. Yeah, it just came to me. And so anyway, I'm proofreading it and doing all the other stuff, getting the cover together and everything. So be looking for that bytvlive.com so you can get more information about that. Also, if you need some mentoring, coaching, relationship coaching, life coaching, go to the website. You can click on the link and it'll give you the price for that counseling. And if you want to do some acting and get some acting training, I do that on Sundays for those who are interested in acting. I do that on Sunday. And even if you're not with me, we can do it via Skype or something like that. Okay. And so we can do that. But anyway, go to the website. And you'll find out all the stuff. Okay. Now, what else are we going to talk about?
Well, what do you want to talk about, girl?
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, I don't went over everything that I wanted to cover. Okay. All right. So now I want to introduce the ladies. All right. Sister Esther, how you doing tonight?
Well, hello there, children of the Most High. This is Sister Esther, and as always, I am so proud and so blessed to be here with the children of the Most High. And thank you, Shay. I am great. Thank you.
All right. Well, you sound great. You sound happy.
Well, baby, I am. I got the joy of the Lord, honey. I can't help but to be happy.
Well, I love that happiness because it just like feeds over to me. You know, I kind of had a rough day today, so I need that little happiness. Oh, and you know what? Okay, so, okay, well, let me, okay, I'm going to say this before I introduce you, Coochie. Now, today I did have a little rough day. Well, I pulled up my social media page, and guys, oh my God, if y'all have not went to the page, the Monty, y'all need to go to that page. That child is hilarious, okay? He got to talking about Celeste and the outfits and all that for the awards and everything. Oh, my, he had me rolling. And so definitely like that page. After I saw that, I ended up liking the page because I laughed so hard, forgot what I was, like, having a difficulty with. And so I needed that laughter because laughter is like the best medicine. It'll make you forget a lot of stuff, you know what I'm saying, and get over it and get your joy back. And so make sure that you go to the Monty, okay, if you're on Facebook, the Monty page, okay, and subscribe to that page because he is hilarious, okay? So if you need a good laugh, he is going to entertain you with laughter, okay? And so I laughed so hard and laughed so loud. It just really did the body good. It really did. Okay, Sister Coochie Queen, how are you doing today?
Well, hello there, Shay. I am doing glorious. Yes, I am. And I am so happy to be here. And I am so glad that you're talking about my topic tonight. Let's get into it.
All right. Yes, tonight's topic is Relationships 101. Yeah, we're going to start from the very, very beginning. So, Coochie, Sister, y'all ready? Okay.
Well, baby, yeah, we ready, whatever you say.
Yes, darling, we're ready.
Okay, well, we're going to get on relationships right after this song. Beyonce, diva, because you know that's what we are. We some divas up in here. That's right. Diva is the female version of a hustler, and that's what we do up in here. We'll be right back with Beyonce.
Diva is a female version of a hustler. strangers on my plane.
I'm not a diva. I'm not a diva.
This is a stick up. I need some bags, all that money.
Stick up.
You see the mask, where that money?
I'm not a diva. Is a female version of a hustler.
By Beyonce. Where your boss at? Where them ladies up in here that like to talk back? I like to see her. I like to meet ya. What you say? You ain't no diva. I love that part of that song. How about you, ladies? Did y'all enjoy that song?
I did. I was grooving to that. Yes, darling, I did.
All right. Well, good. I'm glad I got the thumbs up on that song. I always like Beyonce and her music. She says so much in her music. And I love music that says something, you know, because we have music out there that's not saying anything. So I love music that you can get a message from the lyrics. I love that. I do. I love that. And so anyway, we're going to talk about relationships 101. And the reason why I want to deal with relationships is that relationships are imperative with everything. You got to develop relationships in everything. And, you know, usually when I do business, I don't just do business with a person. I develop a relationship with that person. And it's the same with, you know, friendships. I develop a relationship with that. I believe that true friends are friends that you haven't talked to in a while. And once you communicate again, it's like you've lost no time. Now, I've dealt with some people and I wish I've never met them when it came to relationships. And so, you know, and that's friendships, business, you name it, you know, physical, personal relationships. And so, you know, but they're all learning processes. And life is a school. And so every day you're going to learn lessons. You're going to learn about people. You're going to learn about business. You're going to learn about relationships. This is a life, and every day life has a new lesson to teach you. And so I am learning every day and I'm seeing things every day. And a lot of times people have a hard time with you changing. Sometimes people can know you as being this type of person, but they don't know you as the woman that you've become or you've evolved. And they may have remained the same. Now, that can happen in personal relationships and that can happen in friendships. They've remained the same, but you may have changed. And so people, relationships, they should always be evolving. Anytime I look at somebody and we were this way when we were teenagers and 30, 40 years later, you're still that same teenager, and I've grown up. It's like, wow, you've wasted all these years. You haven't grown. You're still the same as you were in high school as a grown person with children, with the family. You're still doing the same things you did as a child. And then, too, it goes with a spiritual principle, too, is that when I was a child, I did child's things. But when I became a man, I put those childish things away. And change is sometimes the hardest thing for us to deal with a lot of times. But it's not for me, because I realize that change is inevitable. You have to change your circle. You have to change people that you deal with. Sometimes you got to change family, honey. I mean, it gets that crucial. But it depends on where you want to go in your life. Because if you stay and it's a toxic situation, then that toxicity is going to get on you. And it's going to hinder you from being all that you can be in life. Now, what I teach, you have to have your mind free. Because this is going to test a lot of perspectives. It's going to test it. It's going to test everything that you've been doing and every way that you've been taught to do. But guess what? I was tested. I was tested. When I was a wife, I did what I saw as a wife. What I saw, did it make it right? No, it didn't make it right. But God taught me how to be a woman and how to be a wife. And I changed and I evolved from that. And so because I've evolved and I've changed and I've grown and I've learned what it is to be a woman and what it is to be a man and why God created us in the first place, I can't be what I used to be. Now I have a mantle to teach. Now I have a mantle to reach the world through media. And that's the call that I have on my life, is to lift people up from destruction, to lift them up out of the miry clay, to lift them up out of repeating a cycle and remaining in the wilderness, to lift them up out of the curse and bring them into the blessing, bring them into the promised land. Now, everybody ain't going to go, and I realize that. Because even the Bible tells us that the way is broad. Many are going to go that way. But the right way is narrow. And a few of us is going to be on that. That says a lot to me. So I don't get upset if people don't want to receive truth. Because the Bible tells you that wisdom cries out in the streets every day. But how long will we remain ignorant? Wisdom cries out all the time, but how long will we remain ignorant? That means how long will we continue to repeat a pattern? How long will we continue to do things that destroy us as a people? Because wisdom cries out, but how long will we remain ignorant? And so, me telling truth, it doesn't get you liked. It doesn't get you welcomed in a lot of places. But those are the places that you shouldn't be in the first place. It's okay. For me, it's okay. And a lot of times, and the Bible tells you that a prophet isn't even welcome in his own home. So I don't even try to minister to people that I deal with that know me from back then. Because they'll never let you live down of how you used to be. They'll never let you live it down. And see, they even did it to Jesus. Jesus was the Son of God, yet they said, ain't nothing but the carpenter's son. He ain't nobody. That's Mary and Joseph's baby. He ain't nobody. But he was somebody. But because it was in his hometown, he couldn't even do no miracles there. He couldn't do nothing there. And that says a lot. That says a lot. That sometimes you can't even do miracles. You can't even do miraculous things around people that you may have known your whole life, because they're not going to see you for who God has called you to be. They're just going to see you for who they've always known you to be, just like they did with Jesus. And that's okay, because God will hopefully raise somebody else up to where they'll be able to see it. But you have to realize, if you're called, that your circle of influence is not necessarily going to be in your home, okay? In what you've always, the people that you've always known. that's not going to be your circle of influence. And so I deal with this relationship, and I'm dealing with it 101, because this is the whole thing. It starts even with this and what I'm talking about. And that's about even the relationships, relationships with families, relationships with everything. And if you are called to a higher purpose, then you have to rise above that. And you have to surround yourself with people that are going to push you up, people that are going to support you in what God has called you to do. Because people are going to always want you to do what is popular. And everything that is popular may not be for you. And that's what I've realized, that what is popular is not necessarily for me. But that which is right, that which makes my soul feel good, that's the thing that I get excited about, that I thrive on, that ideals come, and I'm creative. I just told you I wrote a book in like 3 days. Why? Because I'm doing what I'm called to do. And that's what happens when you're doing what you're called to do. And a lot of us don't even know what we're called to do. And I know I'm called to bring healing, healing in homes. Because, see, you can't do anything until you get your home right. And, see, it's just me that I got to get right. My children are grown. And so I've dealt with my home, me, and I, so that I can get myself right. So that I can go out and I can reach the world through media and what I'm doing right now. And so I want to talk about digmatized, because that's a word that God gave me. And ladies, I may not let you guys be a part of this tonight because I'm kind of feeling this thing. But digmatized, because, see, this is the thing that I've been called to do, and that is to help women. You know, I've been empowering women and I've been motivating women for a while, doing women empowerment and teaching women how to tap into their femininity and their sexuality, but yet still being women of class and women that are, you know, honored, honorable women, noble women, not trash, but women of stature. And so I've been doing this for a while now. And God brought this word to me, digmatized. And digmatized is being hypnotized by dick. When back in the day, the older wise women, I remember the wise women, my grandmother taught me to be a lady in the street and a freak in the bedroom. Not a freak with everybody, but to be a lady in the street and a freak in the bedroom. That means whip it on them. She taught me a lot of stuff. She taught me a lot of stuff. And I remember back in the day when men used to get teased for being pussy whipped. And that's what I was told, is that you pussy whip a man. Because that's how you get them to act right. Don't you know if a man ain't pussy whipped, he'll have 50 million women? You ain't going to matter. You're never going to be enough because you ain't pussy whipped him. So he'll always be hungry for more pussy because you ain't pussy whipped him. This is why Prince made the song Pussy Control. And a lot of women, you out there, you just giving pussy away and you ain't got no clue on how to pussy whip. And he with you, he with that person, he with this person, he with that person. He can't have enough pussy. And ain't no pussy whipping him. Why did God say that it's not good for man to be alone? Because he knew that man could not have a tame dick if he was alone. So he made woman. And you know a man that they used to say is pussy whipped. What did he do? He changed. He changed. He wasn't doing the things he was doing before with his single friends. He wasn't moving the way he was before with his single friends. He wasn't even interested in no more. Why? Because you pussy whipped him. You tamed it. We ain't even taming men no more. We have reversed roles and now we're dickmatized, hypnotized by the dick. Now we're taking care of men and doing the provision for the man when the man is supposed to be the priest, the protector, and the provider of the home. We have been dickmatized as women and we're doing what men should be doing in a house. Now you have reversed the roles. And now because you have reversed the roles, now you are out of order and you cannot even receive the power of your union that is up under God because your relationship and everything you're doing is out of order. And God ain't nowhere in it. And he gave me that word dickmatized because he said ladies got, women got to get back because it's a man's world, but it ain't nothing without a woman. And it's women that make a man behave like a man is supposed to behave. And if you want to be a sugar mama to a little boy, then there's something wrong with you. Because shouldn't no mama want to sleep with a child? There's something wrong with you. A man is supposed to be a priest, a protector, and a provider. If he's not, he's a little boy. And if he's looking for a woman to provide for him, then he's not a man. And it's time for men to grow up, and it's time for women to step into the role as a rib and build our men up. Because right now, we ain't got nothing but a generation of little boys that are looking for sugar mama. And that is the revolt, that is the reverse role. And God's power is not behind that union. And in today's time, we need God's power in every union. We need the power unleashed and able to be successful in this life. It's time to come out of the wilderness, and it's time to come into the promise. It's time to get back into the Garden of Eden, where you can be naked and unashamed and have the power of God backing your union and your relationship. Now, you're going to have to get the book. The ebook is going to go even more in depth with this, but don't be dickmatized. Now, if nobody's told you that they loved you, I'm telling you that I love you.
We love you, baby. Yes, darling, we love you.
Love more, laugh more, motivate somebody, and visit the website, bytvlive.com. We're going out with Drake, Worst Behavior. That's right, because I'm on my worst behavior, because I'd be damned if I let people destroy what God has blessed when it comes to relationships. Until next time, I'm on my worst behavior. Drake.
Worst. Motherfucker never loved us. Fucker never loved us. You ain't know now, you know now. Still had to scrub J's with a toothbrush. Niggas still playing my old shit. But your shit is like the police asking us questions. Nigga, we don't know shit. Flex. Nigga, I'm just flexing. Niggas never loved us. Do a little like we stress. Look at you, look at you, and look at you. I'm glad that they chose us. Command and submission, trying to fight to the finish. Just to see in my finish. On my worst behavior, no. They used to never want to hear us. Remember? Motherfucker never loved us. Remember? Motherfucker. Remember? Motherfucker never loved us. I'm on my worst behavior. Don't you ever get it fucked up. Motherfuckers never loved us. Man, motherfucker never loved us. Worst behavior. Motherfucker never loved us. Fucker never loved us. Worst behavior. Hold up, hold my phone. Motherfuckers never loved us. Fucking never loved us. Now you wanna roll one. Motherfucker never loved us. So everywhere we go now, full cup. Always hated the boy, but now the boy is a man. Motherfucker, I done grew it up. You know me. You know me. I'm liable to do anything when it comes to that. You owe me. You owe me. You owe me. You owe me.
Bitch, you better have my money when I come for the shit like ODB. On my worst behavior, no. They used to never want to hear us. Remember? Motherfucker never loved us. Remember? Motherfucker. Remember? Motherfucker never loved us. I'm on my worst behavior. Don't you ever get it fucked up. Motherfuckers never loved us. Man, motherfucker never loved us. Worst behavior. Motherfucker never loved us. Fucker never loved us. Worst behavior.
Who's hot, who not? Tell me who rock, who sell out in the store. You tell me who flop, who copped a new drop. Who jewels got rocks, who else making rap albums doing numbers like it's pop. Same old pimp, Drake, you know ain't nothing changed. With these funny style niggas we done put on in the game. I just asked for some blessings at my grandmother's grave. Then it's back to LA, open the mail, staring at the check. Enough to make you thought, man, it's gross what I net. I'm with my whole set, tennis matches at the crib. I swear I could be Serena when she playing with her left. Oh, where I reside, it look like a resort aside. Nigga, where your shit from? I imported mine. I miss for money like my last name, Mordecai. Fuck you, bitch, I'm more than high. My mama probably hear that and be mortified. This ain't the son you raised, he used to take the Acura up 5 a.m. to go and shoot the grassy up on Morningside. For all the sudden, I'll forever be immortalized. Yeah, back and forth across the borderline. Hate to leave the city, but I gotta do the overtime. Gone all the time, even the important times. I should let you know ahead, I'm coming back on my worst behavior. Remember? Remember? Motherfucker? Remember? Hold up, hold my phone. They used to never want to hear us. Remember? Motherfucker never loved us. Remember? Motherfucker? Remember? Worst behavior.